Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. We're brought to you, as always, by the great people of Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Call him. Avail yourself of his services. 317-849-2933 is the number. Hit subscribe, punch like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports, and let's talk about honor. Wisconsin basketball. Not a lot of honor in Wisconsin basketball. Greg Gard, the head coach, and eight of his seniors got together in February. They had a meeting where they just let it go. All grievances were aired. That meeting was surreptitiously recorded, and an edited version of that meeting, of that audio, was sent to a media member in the state of Wisconsin, and now everybody knows what was in that meeting. Without trust, all is lost, and there can be no trust in Wisconsin basketball at this moment. Not between Greg Gard and his players, not between the players and each other, because somebody recorded that meeting and decided that they needed to share it outside the boundaries of Wisconsin basketball. How weak, how decrepit, how miserable a human being has to be to do that is a great question. There are moments in our lives that define us, not just for those around us, but for ourselves. And whoever pressed send, whoever recorded that meeting and then sent it, they got to feel terrible about who they are. And for good reason, because that is an awful thing to do. Trust is not only the foundational piece of a team, it's a foundational piece of humanity. And if we can't trust each other, if we can't look at each other in the eye, if we can't speak honestly to one another without being afraid that that conversation is being recorded and that it's going to be shared with others, what are we doing here? What kind of a life do we want to live? So now today, every coach in the United States in every sport, they're watching what they say because they understand they probably were doing it already. But this Wisconsin episode really kind of peels back the curtain as to why. They're thinking, who's recording me? Do I have to watch what I say in order not to lose my job? I guess you shouldn't say things for which you could get fired. However, it's important to feel free to express yourself honestly and in an unveiled way. And what happened at Wisconsin cuts at the very core of athleticism, of that team aspect of life that is so important to all of us. Shame on the guy who did it, regardless of what the reasons were. I don't care if you hate Greg Gard. You don't do that to another human being. You find a way to air your grievance without involving the media. For God's sake. Right? And undercutting at the same time the relationship that you have, that you share with teammates. If this was a player who did that, shame on that person. And it's no wonder that Greg Gard had a difficult time coaching these guys this past season, because you don't do what happened here. No matter what, no matter what, you don't betray that trust. And it was betrayed at Wisconsin big time. And the reverberations of that betrayal are going to be felt in Madison and around the country for a long time to come. Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers, does he need to be traded? This is the cause celeb of the day. Ben Simmons, should he be traded? Ben Simmons is one of the better basketball players in the country. He can't shoot, but as an NBA player, he was an important cog in the Philadelphia 76ers wheel. A wheel that came 18 points away from sweeping all seven games. Now, I know if they sweep four, they don't play the last three. But if they score 18 more points, they win every game in that series. There's a lot going on that's good with the Philadelphia 76ers, and Ben Simmons is a part of it. Yes, if you can't shoot, you can't play. That's absolutely true. But he's one of the best defenders in the NBA. He's one of the best playmakers in the NBA, and he is a really tough matchup at 6'10". He did a wonderful job defending Trae Young in Game 7. He couldn't make free throws. He missed 48 throughout the playoffs this year. He can't shoot threes. He's afraid to shoot threes. He doesn't like to shoot, period. That's who he is. And the 76ers signed him to a deal that over the next 4 years is going to pay him $140.4 million. And do not forget that .4. That's 400 grand. I know it pales in comparison to the 140, but $400,000, that's a lot of money. That probably would pay off the house that you live in. So let's not forget about the 400 grand, all right? The 76ers owe that amount of money. Should they trade him? Who's going to give anything to a guy who, to the 76ers for a guy who can't shoot and that you're going to owe an average of $35.1 million to for the next 4 years? Nobody's going to give the 76ers value that they would like in return. They smell weakness. They're going to lowball in the offer. And if somebody gets Ben Simmons, it's going to be at a bargain basement return. No, you shouldn't trade Ben Simmons. If you can teach this guy how to shoot free throws, you know what? The 76ers right now are in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're probably favored to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. If you can teach a guy to shoot free throws. If you can't teach a guy to shoot free throws, get the hell out of coaching. Are you kidding me? The high school coach at the high school I attended, Jack Ford, the year after he took over, New Albany set all of its school records for free throw shooting. I don't think there was a guy in the team that didn't hit 80% because Jack Ford taught it and the guys listened and the guys repeated physically what Jack Ford told them to do when they shot free throws. Find a guy like Jack Ford. Want to know another thing about Jack Ford? Jack Ford taught the Louisville Cardinals in 1986 how to shoot free throws, and as a result, they won a national championship with Purvis Ellison. So how about that? Teach the man to shoot free throws. What are we doing? How hard is this, for God's sake? Yes, Ben Simmons hit 34% in the playoffs, 25 of 73. That's terrible, but it's fixable, for God's sake. I know shooting threes, that's kind of a different animal, but shooting a 15-foot set shot and hitting 75 to 80%, this isn't the riddle of the Sphinx. Three dribbles, cock, fire, one piece. That's it. That's all you do. For God's sake, I watched a couple of practices at New Albany, and all of a sudden, I was about a 20% better foul shooter than I was otherwise, and I was just sitting there watching. I didn't play basketball. I just listened to Jack Ford. Somebody teach this kid how to shoot free throws. He isn't even 25 years old. You gave him a max extension. Now is the time you have to believe in it. Trading him for, you know, pennies on the dollar in terms of a return would be the silliest thing you could possibly do. Look at the deal that the Pacers made to acquire TJ Warren. And granted, this past year, it really didn't work out very well. But the deal was they acquired TJ Warren and draft picks for cash. The Pacers sent some cash to the Suns, and the Suns gave up TJ Warren and picks. Is that what you want to do? Is that how you want this to work? You want to have to pay a team to take a guy? You want to have to give a couple of second rounders and Ben Simmons for a team to say, yeah, all right, we'll take that contract off your hands? Of course not. Ben Simmons, granted, shooting is crucially important to basketball. But Ben Simmons is not a guy you just throw in the waste can because you lost the four games you did to the Atlanta Hawks by a total of 14 points. That's not the way basketball works. It's not the way business works. It would be absolutely profoundly stupid for the Philadelphia 76ers to paint themselves into a corner where they've got to make that deal. It would be absolutely irresponsible for the 76ers to trade Ben Simmons this offseason or really at any point. He's not even 25 yet. All right? fix the free throws. Don't worry about the three-point shooting, but fix the free throws. And the Sixers, they beat the Atlanta Hawks in that series. It's that simple. I want to talk about this. Which is worse for their respective sport between baseball and basketball? Baseball, pitchers being checked for illegal tacky substances. And we saw what happened last night with Max Scherzer and Joe Girardi, which was hilarious. Joe Girardi didn't take in any crap from Max Scherzer. Let's go, Joe Girardi said. Scherzer got a little bit spicy with Girardi. Girardi threw his hat down and said, come on, I'm here. Let's go. I love it. That's fun. I hope they don't find Joe Girardi. Could we please? Dan Dockich brought this up on his radio show today. Could we please have an allowance for people competing a little bit? Could we have an allowance for people getting a little bit salty with each other? I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think you need to smile and buy each other, you know, hard candies, right? A box of chocolates or a bouquet of flowers, right? You're competing against each other. You don't need to spike guys as you slide into second base, but you can treat each other as though you're combatants in some form. I think that's fine. The guy taking down his pants, that's ridiculous. Keep your pants on. All right, stop getting snippy at this. This is the fault of the pitchers. The pitchers did this. Using tacky substances is illegal. They've been cheating. Those rules have not been enforced. Well, now they're going to be enforced because the spin rate was high enough to corrupt the process of the hitting and the pitching in baseball to the point where the league average was like 236, major league average. You can't have people hitting 236 in Major League Baseball. People aren't going to pay to watch it. So you got a problem. Now, the correction of the problem has those who are cheating a little bit chafed. That's ridiculous. Grow a pair, be a man, and accept your responsibility for being an above-board human being, and don't cheat. We spend so much money and time trying to keep people from cheating. Cheating on taxes, cheating on business deals, cheating on wives, cheating on husbands. There's cheating going on everywhere. Just stop the cheating, and life gets so much easier. Let's compare that against the NBA, taking 33 minutes to play 90 seconds of basketball last night at the end of the Suns and Clippers game. Are you kidding? What are you doing? Does everything have to be reviewed? How do you eliminate that? You eliminate reviews. Just let the officials make the calls on the floor and be done with this crap. Getting calls exactly right. Exactitude in officiating means nothing to fans. It all comes out in the wash. It all comes out in the end, as long as there isn't an official who is causing an effect on the outcome of the game purposefully, whether it's in terms of the spread or straight up wins and losses. You can't have that. You can't have officials going there. However, instant replay is choking the life out of sports. If 90 seconds of basketball takes 33 minutes to play, you have a problem of attrition with audience watching, especially at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, that is going to ruin the popularity of the NBA. And we've seen it in college basketball too. I saw an Ohio State basketball game a few years ago, 16 minutes to play 1 minute. 1 minute of clock time during the game. You can't have that. It's ridiculous. You need to look. Fans aren't the chief and only concern as you're building a game, but you have to cater to them at some point, or the popularity of your activity is going to diminish to the point where people won't pay. And then you're going to have players who aren't getting paid, coaches who aren't getting paid, owners who are seeing the values of their franchises tank. You can't have it. You've got to make the pace of play a priority in the way you build the game. And that's the way it is. Which is worse? I think taking 33 minutes to play 90 seconds is much more deleterious to basketball than checking pitchers. I think it's actually good to check pitchers for tackiness. All right, you can't have spin rates at 2,800. You just can't. It makes pitches impossible to hit. Stop trying to cheat. Play baseball and basketball and football like golf. You know what? Call penalties on yourself for God's sake. You know, Rocky Sin should throw his hands up and say, I grabbed him, I threw him to the ground. He beat me because I'm a slow quarterback. That's just the way it is. I was slow, so I grabbed him. I apologize. Let's move the ball this way, automatic first down the other guys. Can we do that? He'd be fired immediately for doing something like that. But can't we be honorable? Is it bad to be honorable? Is it so important to win that we get greedy about every single thing within every game that we play? It's just silly. Breakfast with Kent tomorrow morning. Cannot wait to talk to you then. Straight up 8 o'clock on YouTube Live. Immediately thereafter on Facebook Live. We talk about sports. Nothing but sports, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. 317-849-2933.